listening to South Florida Arts Beat on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Happy New Year. Ed Bell with you. Coming up on the program, Nanette Zapata, COO of the Fairchild Tropical Botanic Garden, talks about their new art center and Dale Chihuly exhibition. Chef Norman Van Aken serves up a word on food, and our Broward Arts calendar features Jody Horn-Leschinski. Now, our classical arts contributor Charles Greenfield highlights upcoming concerts from the Friends of Chamber Music of Miami, now presenting their 59th season.
Friends of Chamber Music of Miami, under the leadership of Julian Krieger, have established a long track record on South Florida's cultural scene. The concert series also demonstrates great depth and excellence due to its broad performance schedule over five decades. Not surprisingly, its high-caliber repertoire of chamber music has made its local reputation insurmountable, but kept its audience size relatively small due to the often absorbing nature of the music. Krieger has brought some of the world's best performers, the Amadeus, Budapest, Cleveland, Emerson, Guarnari, Juilliard String Quartets, and the Beaux-Arts, and Kallikstein, Laredo, Robinson Trios. 2 years ago, the Tokyo String Quartet played at UM Gusman Hall as part of their American Farewell Concert Tour. Besides string quartets, Krieger himself has an unquenchable appetite for up-and-coming piano virtuosos. In past seasons, he's presented the Austrian-Canadian pianist-composer Czerny expert Anton Querty and Russian star Nikolai Lugansky, as well as pianist Cyprian Katsaris, well-known for his Liszt transcriptions, and the very young British phenom Benjamin Grosvenor. For 2015, Krieger presents six concerts, out of which one will be piano and the other will be vocal. The rest will include trio, quartet, and chamber orchestra. Recently, I had the opportunity to talk with Julian Krieger about Friends of Chamber Music of Miami, its mission, his love for the arts, and the season's offerings. Julian Krieger, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat.
Thank you for having me here.
Julian, very quickly, what is the mission statement of the Friends of Chamber Music of Miami?
Friends of Chamber Music was formed as a nonprofit corporation in 1955, long before Krieger, to bring the world's great instrumentalists and chamber ensembles to Miami. And we presently present some of the world's great instrumentalists, pianists, string quartets, trios, chamber orchestras, and we also arrange for master classes in conjunction with FIU.
As a longtime classical music lover and impresario, I call you South Florida's Saul Urick, for those who can remember past a few decades.
I will happily plead guilty to that.
You know most of the A-list artists on the national scene. How do you find new and upcoming quartets, trios, and pianists? And what are the criteria?
The criteria are, well, first of all, we have an artistic advisory committee that includes people like Joseph Kallikstein, Roberto Diaz, who's president of Curtis and one of the world's greatest violists, Santiago Rodriguez from the University of Miami, and James Ennis, who's one of the world's great violinists. And I get recommendations from them. And, of course, I listen to a lot of recordings. We like to attract young people like Benjamin Grosvenor, who's a spectacular British pianist, now 21 or 22 years old. And the Ennis Quartet is a new quartet, and many of us think it's as great a quartet as exists today.
Well, let's get to the exciting schedule for 2015. You start on January 11th at UM Gusman with one of your favorite groups, the eminent Kallikstein Laredo Robinson Trio. They've been around the block since 77, and they still excite audiences. What is the sound they produce? And go over briefly their program.
Well, they are going to be celebrating in a year or so their 30th anniversary. And I think next year we will have them do the complete Beethoven piano trios in three concerts. This year they're doing the Brahms C major trio, Opus 87, and the Tchaikovsky trio, which is one of the very popular, accessible piano trios.
And I'm sure tickets are going to go quickly on that.
Yes, we've had a good demand.
On February 7th, you bring for the first time, I believe, the Hugo Wolf Quartet to UM Gusman. Tell us a little bit about its namesake, Hugo Wolf, composer of almost 300 Lieder, and the group itself and the program, Wolf, Smetana, and Dvorak.
Well, the Hugo Wolf Quartet has been widely acclaimed in Europe as being the successor to the Alban Berg Quartet, which is one of the world's great quartets. And they've been getting fabulous reviews. Their recordings have been wonderful. And so we're delighted to bring them to Miami for the first time.
And their namesake, besides the leader of the composer himself, is that a composer that you're...
Hugo Wolf?
Yes.
Well, he was a great composer, and his Italian Serenade is very popular. So we're delighted to have them.
February 24th brings the fine pianist Stephen Huff to the Coral Gables Congregational Church. How would you describe his pianistic career, favorite composers? And I notice it's almost all Debussy.
And Chopin.
And Chopin.
Stephen is probably the greatest British pianist in the world today. He's made probably close to 25 recordings on CD that have been widely acclaimed with an enormous repertoire. He also has composed. 2 years ago, he played a sonata that he had written. And there isn't any better British pianist who's had the career that he has.
And it's rare that we have almost an all Debussy concert with just the Chopin.
That is rare. And I think he's playing the complete ballades of Chopin.
Now, the 40-member Curtis Institute Chamber Orchestra and conductor Robert Spano are showcased March 11th at UM Gusman Hall. Maestro Spano has had a distinguished career at the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and as director of the Aspen Music Festival. Let's hear a little bit about him and the program.
Well, he is well known for being the music director of the Atlanta Symphony. He's also conducted the New World Symphony here in Miami. The program that he will conduct is going to include a brand new concerto by Jennifer Higdon that she is writing for Roberto Diaz, who plays the primrose viola, one of the great instruments. And Roberto was principal violist of the Philadelphia Orchestra, is now president of Curtis Institute. James Judd thinks he's the greatest violist in the world. And Spano's also going to conduct some songs that he has written as a composer.
The March concert on the 22nd at UM Gusman brings the Chamber Orchestra Kremlin with conductor Misha Rashlevsky. Who are these musicians and what kind of program will we hear?
Well, the program will include a Rossini sonata, Prokofiev Vision Fugitives, and Tchaikovsky Serenade for Strings, but also he's going to bring a wonderful young female violinist who studied at Juilliard with Yitzhak Perlman, and she's going to play Saint-Saëns' Introduction and Rondo Capriccioso, which is one of the most popular violin virtuoso pieces in the repertoire.
And somewhat difficult.
Yes.
And you're ending the season April 19th with American tenor Arthur Khalil, accompanied by pianist Ken Noda at Temple Beth Am. How'd you find this young tenor from the Met?
Well, I have an arrangement with Ken. For the past 10 years, Ken has come to Miami. He is James Levine's musical assistant at the Metropolitan Opera. He is a Barenboim protege who has played as soloist with Claudio Abbado, George Schulte, Zubin Mehta, and Barenboim, of course. And each year he brings down a singer that both he and Levine think will emerge as a superstar. He's brought down Morris Robinson, Kate Lindsay, among others. And so every year he tells me who he thinks we should hear, and he brings them down.
So I'm not really wrong with that Saul Yurick reference to you. There we go. Any hints for next year's series?
Well, We're talking to the Borodine Quartet next year. Next year is the 60th anniversary of Friends of Chamber Music. The Borodine Quartet is celebrating their 70th anniversary next year, and so we thought it would be nice to open the season with them. The Ennis Quartet is going to start an all Beethoven cycle of string quartets, and we plan to have Nikolai Lugansky next year, Benjamin Grosvenor, and some other fabulous artists, Ken Noda again, with a singer that he brings down. And
well, I didn't
highlights.
Know getting to be 60 was so bountiful and so youthful. Anyway, Julian Krieger, thank you for coming to South Florida Arts Beat.
Well, thank you for having me.
In their 59th season, Friends of Chamber Music of Miami showcases the world's top string quartets, trios, and upcoming pianists. Besides bringing exemplary chamber music to South Florida, their mission is to reach out to new audiences, especially people who may not be as well acquainted with the sometimes difficult but always rewarding world of chamber music. Concerts are held in three fine acoustic spaces: Coral Gables Congregational Church, UM's Frost School of Music's Gusman Hall, and Temple Beth Am. For ticket information and the schedule for the 2014-15 season, call 305-372-2975 or go to their website at miamichambermusic.org. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Charles Greenfield.
Charles Greenfield is a classical music contributor for the Sun Sentinel and has written for the Miami Herald. You can email him at cdgpm@bellsouth.net. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat continues in just a moment.